You're not allowed to bring food or trash to Hockaday and Gillette Parks, as well as Carly Crescent near the Coquitlam River. Coquitlam is enforcing the ban effective immediately, and only on a temporary basis, as a result of a recent increase in bear sightings near the Burke Mountain Parks. City Environment Manager Caress Selk said more bears have been spotted in the neighborhoods by local residents, including some reportedly trying to access garbage, coolers and picnics. While the city has been collecting garbage more frequently, it has not been a deterrent for these determined bears, she said in a release today, August 15, about the ban. The city is asking all park users and visitors to the areas along the Coquitlam River to not bring food into the area and to pack out any garbage that they pack in. Selk added more bylaw patrols are being deployed to Burke Mountain to enforce and educate the new rules. Signs have also been posted in all three parks advising local residents and visitors about the change. At Tri-City News Bears, Bears, Bears. Bear Warning Hashtag Tri-City News Hashtag Coquitlam Hashtag Port Coquitlam Hashtag Bear Hashtag Bears Hashtag Bears of TikTok Hashtag Bear Sighting Musical Note News Report Sirius VTR 1,406,117 Howling Indicator Bear Encounter Update There have been 26 known bear encounters in Coquitlam in August, as of 12 p.m. Today, August 15, according to WildSafeBC's Wildlife Alert Reporting Program, WARP. The organization also encourages residents to consider the following tips around bears. Keep your garbage in or secured somewhere not accessible to wildlife until the day of collection. In Coquitlam, homeowners should only place at the curb after 5:30 a.m. on pickup day. Keep carts and bins odor-free by freezing smelly garbage and food waste until collection day and regularly cleaning them. Manage your fruit trees. Don't let windfalls accumulate, and pick fruit as it ripens. If you don't want the fruit, consider accessing a fruit gleaning group in your community. Washing the blossoms off in the spring so the fruit doesn't set. Replacing the tree with a non-fruit-bearing variety. Don't put out bird feeders when bears are active. A kilo of bird seed has approximately 8,000 calories and is a great reward for a hungry bear. Keep your compost working properly with lots of brown materials and a regular schedule of turning. If you have livestock or backyard chickens, use a properly installed and maintained electric fence to keep bears and livestock apart. The public is being reminded to also check your surroundings when out in the backcountry as bears are known to hang out in trees. Coquitlam residents or visitors who see wildlife getting into garbage or finding loose attractants are strongly encouraged to report it to the city, Selk said. You can do so by calling 604-927-3660 or sending an email to urbanwildlife@coquitlam.ca. If you see a wildlife conflict that could threaten public safety or cause property damage, you're asked to call the BC Conservation Officer Service, BCCOS, at 1-877-952-7277. For more bear smart information, you can visit the City of Coquitlam's website.